read the Goldberg report on the UN?
No, I haven't seen that yet. I just got in about 30 minutes ago, and I've had appointments.
You have some folks with you?
I'm in another room now.
He said it appears we'd have a sure 8 votes for inscribing. Argentina, Brazil, Canada, China, Denmark, Japan, UK, and US. The 9th Ethiopia is doubtful, although the permanent representative tells me he favors. Despite my urging, he has no instructions. My belief, he will not have instructions unless and until we take a move which will force the government. If this were done, and if representation were made at the highest level of the Ethiopian government, it's difficult for me to believe Ethiopia would not support inscription. The Soviets and the French in my talks with them were very specific that they have not changed their position on inscription item or the desirability of having Vietnam discussed in the council. During my consultations, I outlined all except the Soviets and Bulgarians a simple type of resolution we have. It's proven impossible to receive from members of the council, even those most friendly to us, the confirmation that they would support this resolution. Here again, it's my belief that we will not receive such confirmation until they are actually confronted with the text of a resolution. Nevertheless, I have received favorable indication. Now, if you even, so we may ought to tell the folks that if, that we, to the Mansfield, that if we can't get our resolution, it's very dangerous to go in. Nevertheless, I have received favorable indications from Canada, Argentina, Brazil, Japan, and UK. They get support, it just got favorable. As far as position toward a simple cessation of bombing resolution is concerned, the tendency again has been to resist taking any position. I believe this resistance would continue until the council were faced with a situation which would require a decision. Even the UK falls into this category. Well, hell, I know what they're going to do. They're going to have a cessation. The question of involving representatives of NOAA in the Liberation Front has not emerged as important a key factor with the Member Security Council, with one exception, China, which expressed itself strongly opposed to inviting in LF. Yeah, I emphasize that no one can possibly guarantee what the outcome of the Vietnam Security Council will be. Consultation I've undertaken at your request, however, have not led me to change any of the views or assessments contained in Secretary Rush's memorandum of December the 1st, with which I concurred, and I continue to believe we should ask for a prompt meeting of the Council on Vietnam. I wish to emphasize again that I adhere to these views if the Council meeting is called and completed in December.
Well, now, Mr. President, one thing that I think is fairly significant here, and that is that Arthur's own view about what he can guarantee in the Security Council in regard to a plain stop of the bombing resolution has weakened a lot since 6 weeks ago.
Exactly.
And in view of some other things you and I know, it looks to me like he would be prepared to be overcome on that. Now,
yes, sir.
I'd be inclined to talk to Arthur myself this morning and tell him that we're going to put this on ice until I can talk to Paul Martin, Krog, and George Brown at NATO, which I'll do in the next 3 days.
That's right. Well, I would just sure do it, and I just say that this is so different from what it was when, number one, when they talked to me, they couldn't get it inscribed. Now they can get it inscribed.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, when they talked to me, there was no chance of a cessation bombing resolution. Now they can give us nothing, no guarantee. So I can't run out on these 500,000 men out there and get myself screwed up where I have to get my hands tied and tell them you just have to see what they do. If he can't get the dope, well, we'll have to go just say, I gather that you haven't been able to get them specific on this, so we'll just have to go higher authority.
Yeah.
Then I think we better watch and see if there's anything like Argentina or Brazil or Pakistan or UK or Canada that might play under the table with us.
Yeah.
And they could do us quite a favor with Fulbright if Tut Hill's here. And if Costa da Silva just said, hell, I'm not going to debate this and get Russia and the United States fighting each other.
Yeah.
Or if you could get Brown to just say, hell, I'm not going to get in here and cause all this agitation with Russia. I'm going to wait till after Wilson's visit and see what we can agree to.
Yeah.
I think we've got to have quickly an explanation to Fulbright and Mansfield because they kicked off yesterday. Now, they're coming in with a series of speeches going to be made next week.
Right.
And Any other thoughts on the United? You want to think about it last night?
Well, I got, I checked this morning, and my an idea I had during the night was didn't hold up very well, but Gale McGee is a fellow that would be a good man, except that he's a Republican governor in Wyoming.
Yeah, that's right, and except we sure don't want to take him away from the from United States Senate. It would be cruel of him to go up there and serve 12 months.
He told me that, if he doesn't get on the Foreign Relations Committee, it had nothing to do with this present subject. If he doesn't get on the Foreign Relations Committee, he was seriously thinking about leaving the Senate because that was the reason why he tried to come into the Senate. And if it's postponed indefinitely, he said he's finished.
When's his term up?
Well, he's not up this time. He's up, I think.
Well, he'd have to give up 3 years for 1 year.
Yeah.
Yes, I would take him in 1 minute. And what about Marx?
Leonard Marx?
Mm-hmm. He put Marx up there in Cisco, and you'd answer the Jewish problem, and he's attractive on TV, and he's a good speaker, and I believe he'd follow what you told him without a lot of irritation and agitation. And
well, I think there'd be no problem on that side of it.
I think he'd get along with the Congress. He has. He has no problems with them. He gets by with Fulbright. I don't know how. Got an attractive wife. Wants to get out of USIA. Would take the assistant secretary job of cultural affairs, would take the chairman of the...
Say he would take that?
Yeah. And would take the chairman of the television board, too. He thinks those two jobs ought to be one. He doesn't understand how any secretary of state would ever let a propaganda job be out from under him. He says Fulbright says that he will not let any assistant secretary ever run USIA because it puts propaganda in.
Yeah,
but I'm pretty well made up my mind that this boy stands up technical qualifications. Ed Ray's the man to put in.
Well, as a matter of fact, had you not been pressed for time last evening, I was going to raise that. I've looked at his qualifications. He's not ideal in the sense that I wouldn't say he's A double plus, but he's at least an A minus or a B double plus.
Well, they say he's far superior to a fellow like some of the others that have been in there.
Yeah.
A fellow like Harry. Harry had no experience in the world but a congressional clerk.
And I must say, I think that if John Pastore wants him, and there's nothing much wrong with him, I think we owe John Pastore a good deal these
days. He not only wants him, and he wants to know the reason why Italians can't get a job.
Yeah.
And this is a PhD. Bobby turned him down up there as a judge because he wanted to play politics with a guy named Travi who's in the state legislature, and that hurt all the Italians' feelings. And this is the Mr. God. He's right on the front row.
I would take this fellow Ray in a minute. I was going to say that to you last evening. I had his papers with me, but I didn't. Since you were rushed, I didn't get to it.
Well, we ought to do that then. Well, now, what do you think about Mark?
Well, he's as good a name as we've come up with so far. Let me look some more and call you back before 12 o'clock.
Okay.